Bechor Ruah Mi Beisecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, I'll fight with the Chet of Baba Shevam, whatever that was, the Chet, that will come out there from your house alone, that you'll have such a son like Avshalom. Ki Yaitse V'dov, another Pesha, another type of Pesach is, our time in the Pesach says, V'yishachu Me'emek Hevron, that they sent him from Emek Hevron. So Rashi says, Di Yosef Mishtoy Kro, by Yosef the Pesach talks about, Kishisholcha Yaakov Eitzel Ochiv, V'utchila Sibas Yiridas Yisolem Atrayim, that when Yaakov sent Yosef down to his brothers at the beginning to see what they're doing, so Pesach says, V'yishachu Me'emek Hevron, Yaakov sent Yosef down Me'emek Hevron. What does that mean? Omer Elichanina Bapapa, the Eitza Amuka with a deep advice, Shaloisa Tzadik, Shekova Bechevron. That's from Avram Avinu's advice that was buried in Hevron. Why? Tehsev, it says by Avram Avinu, Yodeya Teida Kigei Yezarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu we should know that Christ was going to have to go down to Mitzrayim, that there has to be a Shibud Mitzrayim. This really was the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. That when Yaakov sent Yosef down and now the brothers went to kill Yosef, this was the beginning of the Yerida to Mitzrayim. So that means that Yaakov sent Yosef down with the Emek, with the Eitzah from Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says, so Eitzah says, Avraham, weiter, Ki Omar Einli Ben, now the Pesach says, Ki Omar Einli Ben, what Avshalom said, he has no children. For the Gemara of Lehevelay Bini, is it true he didn't have? For you have said the Pesach says, Vayevodul Avshalom, Shloshe Bonim, Uvastach, as I said, Avshalom did have children. He has three boys and one daughter. Om Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi, Shlohoyo Loi Ben Hogin Lamachus. It means that Avshalom did not have one son fit to take over the Melucha to be a Melech. Rav Chizda Wam, Rav Chizda says, Gemiri, is learned like this, that Kol Hasarev Tvuaso Shechaveroi, whoever burns his friend's tua, his friend's wheat, is ein meniach ben liyoshoi, that you won't have a son left over to yashin you. V'yiyu kliyo, and he'll be destroyed. Ludiyayev, he'll be destroyed. You see, the pasuk says, "Vayomer lavodov ru chelkas yoyev al yodi v'loy sham sarim luchu v'yatzitzu beish." Here it says the word that Avshalom burnt the tfua of Yoiv, and because of that, that's what happened. Yoiv didn't have any children to take over his Malucha. That means that Iyu Kliyel of Yoiv, and before it means Iyu Kliyel of Yoiv means that Avshalom burnt the tfua of Yoiv, and because of that, he wasn't able to leave over his son to Yashinin, means to take over his Malucha. So remember that from Avshalom. That somebody that burned somebody else's tfuah, like here, he burnt Yoyev's tfuah, the boyin is there, his children were not zerecha to yashin him. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein linyin ha-toivim, Miriam, the same thing Hashem acts, mida k'neged mida, by doing something good to us. And the limit is for Miriam. That what that Miriam waited for Moshe shachas, and because of that, the schazer, clients were waiting for Miriam 7 days when she became a seraph. But the Gemara Midami is one like the other. It's Mashra Midi Kenegan Midi, exactly the way you do, Hashem does back to you. Hosom Chodeshosa. There that Miriam stayed to watch the Teva of Moshe by the Bas Paro, it says she waited a short achas, a short time. Hocha Shiva Yaimi. And later in life, when the Christ waited for Miriam, it was 7 days. So it's not really Midi Kenegan Midi. Of Rabbiya Ema, rather say like this. Well, then you're not told the Eino came. No, it's not the same way. Only by Ra, the Yoinish is Mida Kenegan Mida. But when it comes to the good, Hashem pays back, not Mida Kenegan Mida, but much more. Omale Rabbi, Rabbi says, no, that can't be pshat. For the Chain Linyan had told the Katoni. And our Mishnah says clearly, the Chain, Mashma, the same good is there also. Elo Omale Rabbi, Rabbi said like this better. Hochi Katoni, this is the way it should be learned. V'chein linyan ha-toyva. True, the Mishnah means to say the same way when we do something good, we get our reward back. What does that mean? To be oysa mida. It means mida k'negan mida. The same way you did good, Hashem pays you back good also. That's like by Miriam here. She waited to watch Moshe. So she was zaycha, they paid back her, they waited for her. But true, uliyayla mida toyva meruba mimidis peronius. But true, the really, but avada, you get paid back much more. Like here by Miriam, she only waited a few minutes from Moshe, and she got paid back. They waited for 7 days. That when they left Moshe, put him there in the teva, the sister Miriam waited on the side. Amar Rav Yitzchak, pasuk zeh kula yashem shchina nema. The soul pasuk goes on the shchina. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also waiting there, watching what should happen, taking care of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first post, the first word, Vatisatzev, goes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's another post that says, Vayobi Hashem Vayisatzev. So it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the post says, Achoysoi. Now it also means Hashem. The post says, Aimala Chochmo Achoysiyat. It's supposed to say to the Chochmo, it's like your sister, it's the Torah, to Hashem. Then it says the word, Vatisatzev Achoysoi Meirochoik. Meirochoik, Mar says, the post says, Meirochoik Hashem Niruli. Ladat. So there's also a pasuk of what that merocha goes in Hashem. Then the pasuk says ladas, but they satsev achoytz merocha ladas. So the word ladas also goes back on Hashem. They said ki kel deyos Hashem. Then the pasuk says ma, it's ladas ma. Ma also goes on Hashem. They said ma mo Hashem lo kevashom yimoch. Then it says yasa. They were waiting there ladas ma yasa. The word yasa also goes back to Hashem. They said the pasuk says. Right. So also that Yasa goes back to Hashem. Then it says again the pasuk says Ladas Mayasa Loi. The word Loi also goes back to Hashem. The pasuk says Vayikra Loi Hashem Shalom. So the kids say when they put down Moshe in the Teva in the Nile there, that they're watching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina was there watching over Moshe. Right, then the pasuk says, "By Yochum and Melachodesh, by Paro, the beginning of Shmois, says the what that came upon a new king, a new Paro." So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadom of Chodesh Mamish was talking new king. The old Paro from Yosef died. This was a new Paro. The Chadom and all, it was the same Paro, but just Shenischad Shuk Zeroysev. He had new degrees now. So man, Diyoma, Chidush, Mamish, a new king. Tichsiv Chodesh. That's very good. The pasuk says, "By Yochum and Melachodesh, a new king." It doesn't say that the first one died. So much was a continuation of the first power that was there by the Achim, by Yosef. He just now changed his gezeirus to become dead to Klal Yisrael. Pasuk says, "Asher lo yodas Yosef," that they did not know Yosef. What does that mean? They have a domi commander lo yodalei. It was like he acted now Paro as if he did not know Yosef. The Yodalei Klal, as if he did not know Yosef, he started to act bad to Klal Yisrael. Vayomer el Amoy, and Paro said to his nation, Hine Yam B'nei Yisrael, this is the Yam B'nei Yisrael. Tono, we learned like this, Hu Hiskel B'Yetzah, Paro Tchila, he was the first one to start to make these bad degrees against Klal Yisrael, Lefikach Loka Tchila, therefore Paro also got hit first. Hu Hiskel B'Yetzah Tchila, how do we know that Paro started with his bad advice? The Yitzir, it says, Vayomer el Amoy. It says Paro spoke to his nation. The thing of therefore Loka Tchil, he got hit back first, exclusive, Ubacho, Ubanecha, Bachol Avadecha. That the Makis came upon you, your nation, all Avadecha. That Paro got hit first. Then the apostle says, Hobo Neschach Maloi. Let's get and have a meeting to know how to be smart to fight against Klal Yisrael. Correct. Gemara Lehem mi Boilei. Should have said, Hobo Neschach Malehem. Let's become smart how we could win over them. Why does it say the word Loi? What they meant to say is they started to think, how can we go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we go against, fight against the Moshiach, the help of Klal Yisrael? What does that mean? How does Hashem need it? So Rashi says, what should we do? Like they knew, right, that Hashem does midah k'neged midah. What can we do to them that Hashem won't do back to us? And Rashi says, Sheyadano midrachav shemida shemodad mida keneged mida. His power knew that Hashem acts back mida keneged mida. The dor hamabul yanshis doing. Hashem killed out the dor hamabul yanshis doing the same way they acted. That's why Hashem paid them back. So now Paro said, "Hovnas chachmoloi. Let's think of a way that will wipe out Klal Yisrael that Hashem won't be able to pay us back." So nidoyin b'yesh should be killed them out with fire. See the pasuk says, "Kim Hashem b'yesh yavoi." No. Hashem pays back with fire, so you have to stay away from fire. Nishbat. Yeah, so we don't want to start up with fire. What about the chair? Let's take a sword and wipe them out. Ksiba b'charav is called also. Ella, the Hashem fights with chair also. Ella bow v'nidarnim b'mayim. But rather, let's go kill them with the water. Let's throw all the kids into the water. Shekva nishpa kodesh baruch hu shein nemevi mabul yelam. That Hashem already swore he won't bring a mabul. So Paro felt safe that if we kill them out through water, Hashem can't kill us out with a mabul. Shenem Rapostik says, ki mei neyach zois li. That the li means that was the shvua Hashem said, he won't make a mabul anymore. So, the heine and the yodim, they did not know, Paro did not know, that that was only shakol olam kulo yeine mevi. That there was only a shvua, like Hashem said, he won't bring a mabul upon the whole world. Avul al uma achas, hu mevi. But upon one nation, Hashem could still bring the mabul. So Paro could still get killed. That's what happened in the Kriyas Yamsuf. They got killed with a through a marble like. Inami, who ain't a navy? Hashem doesn't bring a marble upon them. But that could be, they could go into the Yamsuf, and then the water just falls back on top of them. That's not part of Hashem's Shvua, and Kachever, that's what happened. They got killed out through water in the Kriyas Yamsuf. V'chein u'em, as the Pasuk says, U'mitzrayim nosim l'krosoi, that they were running in front of them. And behind the Amr Abulazim, my Dosiv ki bedobra Hashazadu aleim. What you want to do against us, that's what Hashem does back to you. We dashim b'kdeira shevishlobo. The same pot that you cook up in, the same way you wanted to do bit the klai, so kill them out by drowning them in water, is this bashlo. You'll also be cooked up in the same type of a pot. You'll also be drowned in the Yamsuf. My bashlo. How do we know the high zodu lishn b'kdeiru? That zodu means lishn of a pot. Yosiv, Ayozid, Yaakov, Nezid, that Yaakov made the pot of Cholent. Omer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Simoi, Shloisha Hoyu B'Ois Eitzah. There were three people in this Eitzah when Paro said, Hovon is Chachmoloi. Paro sat down with his big Chachomim to decide how should we go to fight against Klal Yisrael. So there were three people there at that time. Bilam, the Eov, the Yitzroi. Bilam, Sheyoat, Bilam gave the Eitzah to kill out Klal Yisrael, Nerak. Bilam was killed out. Eov Sheshosak, Eov just kept quiet there. Nidim b'Yisurim. Eov did not get killed out, but he got terrible Yisurim. Meretz Araya, that it's a worse punishment to be killed than to have to get Yisurim Shaliyev. And Lechura, Bilam did a worse thing than Eov. Bilam, Mamish gave a bit Eitza. Eov just kept quiet. Still, Bilam was killed, and Eov got tremendous Yisurim. So we see from here, to stay alive is worth it, even though it means you have to have terrible Yisurim. It's less of a punishment, Eel's Yisurim, than Bilam's Misa. Yisra Shebaruch, Yisra did the best thing, he ran away. Ezocha mevnei bonav sheyashu b'lishka sagazis. He was like, his children should come out to be people sitting in lishka sagazis. Shnev Rapata says, Mishpachos, Seifrim, Mishpachos of Seifrim, Yoshva Yavetz, Terosim, Shemosim, Sukosim, Heimo, Akinim, these are from the Kinim, Aboyim, Mecham, Asavi, Beis, Rechev, Uksiv, Ubnei, Keni, Chosin, Moshe, came out from Yisroi. So from Yisroi came out Mishpachas, Seifrim, Chosin, and Mishpachas. Rashi says, Yoshva, Yavitz means Tamida Yavitz, Odom, Godo, Batoroi, Kyosiv, Yavikri, Yavitz, Laka, Yisrael. Came out of Yisroi. Taita. Then the book says, "V'nilcham bonu." They're afraid maybe Klai Yisrael will fight against us. The Yolim in Eretz now go out of Eretz Klai Mitzrayim. For the Gemara of Yolinu mi boiler, they should have said, and they will go out. What's the Olo? Omer Reb Abba Bar Kana, Ka'odam Shemekalo Lesatzmai. They're like cursing themselves for Telekil Lasa Bechaveroi, and they tell they're cursing somebody else. Really, it's like they're cursing themselves. They'll go out of the land. That Paro put misim taxes work upon Klai Yisrael. For the Gemara, aleim iboyle, should have said aleim upon them. Just as the yisimu olav, mashma upon himself, should have said aleim upon them. Turn on the very beleza of Reb Shimon, that malameid sheviyo malavein, they brought a brick, v'tololoy leparo b'tzavoroi, and they put it on Paro's own neck. They put bricks, they put a brick upon Paro's neck. What does that mean? For cholechad v'yechad miYisrael shamalehem istenetani. When they told to tell all the Jews go do work, if any Jew says I'm an istenis, I can't do work, don't bother me. Omaloi klum istenis
Ata Yosef miParo, are you a bigger mefunek? Are you more bothered than Paro would be to do work? So Madich Paro could do work, Avad, you have to do work also. That's the way they got all the Jews to do the Avodas Perach. Then the pasuk says, Sare Nisim. What does that mean? Dovah Shemesim.
Levana brick. This is like a mold that they made the bricks with this.
So Rashi says it means Sare Nisim, Dovah Shemesim Ridui Shel Suma.
Bring down like a mold, like to show them how they're supposed to do the work. Shemagilim or Ashimim Leavoid the Isaim Alvin, they use this type of a brick. Shotoloi Hoyli Yisro Ridui Shel Suma.
Right.
Then the pasuk says, "Lamana noisoy b'sevloisam." He gave them. He like afflicted him with the burdens. So Gemara has to kasha. "Lamana noisam miboyle." Should have said, "Anoisam." "Lamana nois lapar b'sevloisam di Yisrael." Means to say that power had pains from the tzaras taking care of Yisrael.
Vayiv and Ori miskenais the paroi. They build Ori miskenais the paroi. Rabbi Shmuel.
All right, you turn off.
Yes, it says what? Vayivin ore miskinois the paroi. So it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says shemisavnois espalein.
It like makes the owner poor. The Chadam Hashem says shemimaskinois espalein. It makes the owner in danger. Puts them in danger when you build a house. Like Yomamar koloisim a binyan mismaskin. Whoever's leasing a binyan either becomes poor or else is in danger. Then the pasuk says as peace on the yes Ramses. So Rav and Shmuel. So machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says peace of Shema, that was the Ikanaim. Fulam Nikra Shema Ramses She Rishon Rishon Misraises. Means one by one each city kept on collapsing, falling down. The Chadam one says Ramses Shema, that was the main name. Fulam Nikra Shema Pisum, why is it called Pisum? She Rishon Rishon Pitaim Balayel. Like one by one if each city they build up, the underground swallowed it up. Then the Potter says Vikasha Yanu Waisa, the way they afflicted them. Ken Yir Bevechen Yifrites. That's the way they will multiply. So Marias Ken Rabo Vechen Portsumi Borle. They should have said that they did multiply. Is what lashon they will? On Mirash Lakish, Ruach HaKadosh Mevas Rosson Ken Yir Bevechen Yifrites. The Ruach HaKadosh was here telling them that they will multiply. Then the Potter says, by Yikoitsum of Nebene Yisrael. It was like disgusting in the eyes of Yisrael. Malamne comes to teach us, Shoyo Domim Bienen Kukoitsum.
Like thorns in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. We gave them the service.